the wrong podcast. Welcome to Nerf Herder Podcast. I'm Bobo.
Go ahead, Mike.
Where's Vlad?
I'm Mike.
Oh, I forgot about the order. Vlad, your turn, I guess. Yes.
I am Vlad Nico. Rawr.
And with us today we have Sean, Josh, and BFU of Bay Area Nerf Podcast.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Sup, y'all? Hey.
Awesome. The gang is all here.
It's six people.
We create the double Triforce.
So
or something like that.
Six of us in the Triforce.
Sort of.
Link between
the
worlds.
The Sector Force? I know six in Latin is sex, so.
Mmm, sexy.
And there's our explicit tag.
Well, today we,
Not yet.
I mean, I don't know what the true agenda is. I know Vlad has that taken care of. Vlad, what are we all going over today?
Well, first, to introduce ourselves, we are all going to give a fun fact about ourselves. So, Bobo, you will start us off, then Mike will tell us something, then I will tell you something, then Sean, then Josh, then BFU.
All right, my fun BFU. Trivia fact for the day is the only food that I have found to actually despise is grapefruit.
Huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, well, I agree on the grapefruit thing, but my trivia fact is that I am currently barreling down the highway on I-80 on my way to New Jersey.
You passed by my house at one point. I know that.
Yes, I did.
Because I know the stretch of road that you were on. It's actually right by my grandpa's house. So,
you caught me like right at the end of going out of a huge rainstorm in the at the height of the mountain.
Sweet. I kind of like the idea of podcast on the go.
Yes, exactly. I swore I would not miss this one.
Because, you know, people were starting to talk that, you know, Bobo and Mike were the same person. And I was like,
maybe it's me currently down the highway. Like, you'll never know.
We have the same hairstyle after all.
Anyways. I am Vlad, and my trivia fact is that I am attempting to learn banjo. I don't know how good I will do, but I am trying.
Banjo's awesome.
Whenever I played a little bit of the Deliverance dueling banjos, people get worried.
I mean, I'm from Georgia. Deliverance was filmed here, so...
What?
So you...
John, what's your trivia fact for us?
So my trivia fact is, so we do Nerfcast over at BayAreaNerf.com, but that's actually not my first web series. Oh, can you hear me?
I don't have any. Sorry.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
I don't know what's going on with
Mike. I'm sorry.
It's that highway.
In the background, I'm trying to cover it up. No.
Okay. That's fine.
So I guess if we hear Mike just kind of saying things, we ignore it.
Just assume that's for his kids.
I couldn't just grab my phone and mute it, you know?
All right.
I'll do that next time.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
It was where you stand. Where you stand about your trivia fact.
Okay. So my trivia fact was that this isn't my first web series. My first web series was actually a couple of years ago on the channel GamerGuy33. It's me doing Let's Plays of Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. So if you guys want to go see my original work, it's all the way back in the past, and I am very ashamed of it. But,
yes, I have to see this now.
It will lull you to sleep.
What was the name of the channel again?
It's GamerGuy33.
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
I promise you, we're all ashamed of our past.
I am not going to let you down. If this is really bad, I'm going to give you so much crap for it on Facebook.
There are decent segments where all I do is talk about milk for like 10 minutes.
My favorite segment.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know what, Bobo? You have something that we're never going to let you live down. Mr. Thunderman.
I have many things that I've read in my life, so Thunderman is not one of them, so screw you.
Your submission to a sexiest teen whatever contest? Yes.
I'm going to send that to the Sean, Josh, and I'll send that to them one day. One day they will see the great 4.jpg. Anyways, Josh, what is your trivia?
Let's see. My trivia is my favorite movie is True Romance, which is actually a movie back then. It's a Quentin Tarantino written movie, so it might not be as strange as you think. Go watch it if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Yes.
Neither have I.
And I'm expecting great things from BFU.
All right,
you gotta remember, it's not BFU, it's BFU.
BFU.
So, fun trivia fact about me, I'm going to keep dispelling the internet rumor that I'm a Latino gangbanger in my spare time. I am not a gangbanger, nor am I Latino. So, wrong on both counts.
Good news, guys, we only have like 100 other ethnicities to go before we figure it out. Whatever, Sean.
My next guest would be Puerto Rican. I don't know. Puerto Rican.
Not Puerto Rican either. Chinese?
I am from New York, but I'm not Puerto Rican.
Nope, no. That's me. I'm the Puerto Rican on the podcast.
You're a New Yorker? That's a race, right?
No. Josh,
and we're
going to
get our first...
I am also...
We're
going to
get our first hate email from New Yorkers.
Oh, well.
Sadly, it will also be our first email.
Oh, man. All right, well, now that we have that, what's the next part of this podcast? Vlad has all this just taken care of, and
yeah,
the guy who goes, oh, I got to write this down like 2 minutes before we start.
He'll just show up.
So, yeah, we are going to talk really quick about news. Did you guys take a look at Think Geek on April Fool's Day?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm assuming that you saw the Nerf nuke.
People have thought that was real, and I don't know how.
I was at school when I heard the news, and I just briefly looked at it, and I was like, yes, I will buy one for $30. And then I got home, and I realized it was fake, and I was like, dang it,
This is why I don't do anything on April Fool's, because I don't believe anything that's put up.
My school postponed, the students kind of postponed April Fool's Day till today. Senior prank was today, and then some freshmen ran around. A freshman ran around with those, like, gag fart bomb things and was setting them off in classes.
So edgy.
It was stupid. Anyway, fun fact, my school is all boys, and because none of them are really men, and they do stupid shit. That's my fun fact. Okay, so yes, news. Nerf nuke, cool idea. Unfortunately, it's not real.
Well, I think there's a way you could make it real.
Yeah. Female Nerf?
No. Panther tanks. If you get PVC for, so you have something to put everything together, drill holes for Panther tanks, then absolve them, then put a blast button with a large panel on the bottom with a weight that goes over it. Or, you know, in my mind, this is, I'm making a circle around my head, and I know you guys can't see this. Make a blast button, and above the blast button, put like a large amount of weights, because if we learn anything from the scatter blast, you need weight on that bottom part so it actually works. But yeah, just absolve a bunch of panthers, and you could probably make this at home by yourself.
Yes.
I'm really tempted to.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty sweet.
Especially since I saw so many people send us info about this. Like, oh my god, did you see the Think Geek thing?
I got linked to it about 10 times, I think.
My question was, did anyone else see Blaster Labs put up a thing about it?
No.
He put up something about, like, here's all the new stuff that's coming out, and it was one of the things, and I was like, are they being funny, or did they know that that's an April Fool's joke?
No, I think they did.
Okay. Because they were like, here's some Nerf news that's coming out. I was like,
Wait a second. I know the Nerf already got filled with it, and so did NMW.
Oh, yeah.
That was awful.
It was good.
Another
bit of news is those new those boom blasters that
Blasters.
Yeah.
The Boom Co.
I think they look pretty sweet, not gonna lie. I'm gonna get one.
They do look cool, but I'm not sure is it supposed to be like smartphone integrated or something?
No, it's just different. I know the darts have some weird type of coating on them that makes them stick to this certain surface. But it's just Mattel trying to get back into the blaster game.
Cool. I'm sure whatever coding is was on a space shuttle like 3 years ago or something.
Wait a second, Bobo. You say back into the blaster game? Did they used to have a blaster line?
If I remember correctly, let me look this up. I'm gonna do.
Yeah, they did.
They've done things. I think. I don't know what
There was the Mattel Ultimator.
There was the Mattel. I was gonna say they've released like little tiny things here and there, like the big.
Did they have a Batman grapple gun?
Was that
at one point? I think they had the rights to Nerf. I feel like they had the rights to Nerf at one point.
They had that giant air bazooka in, like, the 60s or 70s.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
the spy one that destroyed kids' eardrums.
Yeah, it was like a big black thing with like some reds. I actually saw it at a toy show, and I was like, oh, I'm going to buy this. How much is it? And it was like $150. And I was like,
really?
Because
the
buy
only
this.
Place I've seen, they have it for like $350, and I was so tempted to buy it.
Like, oh, yeah.
Instead of taking on someone, like, say a guy breaks into your house, don't beat him with a baseball bat. Blow his eardrums out.
Then you can sneak up on him and he won't hear you coming.
Was owned by Mattel?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know if the Nerf was a Susan Richards of foam products.
Nah.
I mean.
So Nerf was their own thing, and I think they were bought out in the 90s?
You mean from Hasbro?
Yeah.
They were owned by
It was Lancaster. Lennard made the first stuff.
Thank you, Lennard.
The Max Force line.
Then it was, I think, Hasbro. I don't even know. Just Nerf has been with multiple companies. That's yeah. You have Lennard, then you have, I don't know, and then Mattel gets the Ultimator gets confused for Nerf, but it's really Mattel and whatever.
I just don't. I'm wondering why Mattel didn't try to stick with something cross compatible like all. I don't know. I just
we're not even cross compatible, but like closer to compatible, like Busby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think that's gonna have a really bad effect on their blaster sales.
I agree. Nerf at this point is like Kleenex. It's just unanimous for foam dart blaster.
Or Xerox, even though no one really Xeroxes anymore.
Yes.
Right. Well, I mean, you look at it in the Lego toys and stuff, everyone started finally sucking it up and saying, alright, this shit works with Lego. Now go have fun.
Yup.
Also,
they can make it now because they lost their copyright on interlocking bricks, so now you can make it compatible with Lego without getting sued by...
What Mattel should have did, they should have just bought the frickin' Koosh guy's design and said, here's our darts.
Yes. Speaking of Koosh darts, I got to play with some at a war that I went to, which I will talk about a little bit at the end of the show. And I will say, I like those. Whereas
they're
beautiful. Then there's this other dart that the guy got. They're just a little too short for flywheel blasters, and it was a solid head, which
the knockoff.
My god,
all knockoffs.
Yeah, I know. They were like knockoffs with like a little bumblebee on them.
No, they were
They weren't like silver and shit.
Foam. No, they were good quality foam. They were a lighter blue, and they had orange tips. But those tips were solid.
Huh.
That sounds really, really hot. Just putting that out there.
My tips are solid right now.
Solid tip on.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still like a Nerf dart or Stefan elitist. Like, I don't know. Just something
just
about...
elitist?
I guess. Elitist. If it's not a Stefan, then I just want the real thing. And I mean, I don't want to pay full price, so... I can find it on eBay, that's cool, but if I have to, I'll go and spend like $70 for an HVZ game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, HVZ gets expensive up here.
Yeah. Well, that's because you guys play it like so often. I only got, around here it's only...
There's like two or three games a month. It's ridiculous.
Like around here it's once a year, so, I spend $70, I have a whole box drawer.
Bobo, how close are you to Atlanta?
I live in Atlanta.
Oh, so here's a spot of good news. There's a 30% chance I'll be living in Atlanta by next year. So,
yes!
Wait, I've never heard about this.
Yes!
breaking news. My wife's up
for
a job
here
down
first,
in our home office.
Oh my god, we can hang out every day and be best of friends. It'll be so much fun.
We're gonna have more than one game every fucking year. I'm telling you that shit right now. We'll fix this.
We will trade you a few to run wars.
Days ago that GSU, Georgia Southern University, has an invitational. UGA does a yearly invitational, and Reinhardt has an invitational, I think, every year. So that's three places and three times a year. I mean, that's more than enough for me.
Bobo, we're going monthly.
I tried starting up a Nerf game with a guy on the HVZ forums, then he totally bailed on me, which was lame, super lame. But if you want to collaborate with me and get a game going in Atlanta, I think that would be so awesome.
I'm sitting here with the masters, these butchers in their monthly games.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I get mad every game and yell at people.
Now, here's the key, dart rental. That's the whole key to the whole fucking thing.
I was thinking the key is just to get a bunch of kids so I can be happy at shooting at them. That was my whole goal.
I thought you were gonna cut. I was like, just get a bunch of kids and be happy.
That's the only.
I have everything I want.
Whoa, no.
A bunch of kids.
Whenever we have new people join our NIC wars, like then Nam and I are always like, new targets, and it's like, dude, he's 12. It's like, I don't care.
Oh, fresh meat, so supple.
So I mean,
I was gonna say, Bobo, how can you betray the trust and love of Nam? I mean, what's he going to say when you replace him with PFU?
I haven't hung out with Nam in a long time, but oh my gosh, this is gonna be so much more fun. Nerf friend, not more of a
friend. Like, dude, I don't care about Nam's opinion. Now, BFU's my new best friend.
I'm just excited to have people around me because, like, everyone who plays NIC is over, I don't even know, like 30 minutes away from me.
It's so rough. Josh lives about 20 minutes away from me now, and I just make him drive.
Nam is a 45-minute drive on highway.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, so that kind of sucks. But, I mean, if I had more people living in Atlanta, that'd be so cool because I want to have mod parties and stuff.
So, we've talked about doing that.
Mod parties are the best.
Mike's about an hour and a half straight north
of
me.
We lost our workspace.
I only really have one modder, Mitchell.
Yeah.
I've gone to sleep at Nam's house just laying down on top of plastic shavings. And that's how you do it, right?
That sounds so healthy.
Your beard.
You should go to his house. Like, every time I go over there, he's just finished cleaning up a thin layer of PVC dust over everything in his room. Just so he's like, I had to clean it. The girlfriend made me.
And my parents are mad at me because I leave a spoon in the sink. My God.
Off topic, did you guys see the new little kid that's like fucking Coop Clone?
Coop Clone?
Oh, yeah. The kid with his mom?
No.
I'm thinking
I know exactly which kid you're talking about, too, on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that kid.
Which
like
one?
A little.
I mean, don't give me names, bathroom. But someone Facebook him to me because I'd like to see this.
His mods are actually, I'm impressed.
He's on the YouTubes, I believe.
He is a savage. I'm getting it. Hold on. Hold on.
Is it Modman? Yeah. Is that who we're talking about?
No, it's not Modman.
Okay. Modman's
a big clone.
Oh, just a little thing I'd like to put out there as a big hint. At the next war we're having, Modman is bringing a very, very special present to try out with me, and if it works, it's going to be so cool. I'm just gonna say it. He's bringing a quadricopter, and we're gonna hover it over the war and stuff with the GoPro.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. Yeah, fucking rat bastards.
Yeah.
The dream.
Yeah. Oh, actually, like, we've been talking about it for a year, and he's like, "I got a quadcopter." I was like, "No fucking way!" So we're gonna try it out. It's gonna be so much fun.
His name is Mag 212.
Mag 212.
That was my dorm number when I was at SCED. That's weird.
Maybe, honestly, he could be your illegitimate child for all we know.
Illuminati.
Okay. During those long nights at HBC.
You get lonely. You have to repopulate the earth somehow.
I've seen Walking Dead. I know how this works.
Oh, God.
I've not seen Walking Dead. I'm lying to you.
If it's the comics,
I was just giving a note, you guys. Bubbles, kid.
Yeah, you know.
I was just giving a note.
Bubbles going to shoot him.
Watch your time. You're done at 11 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Heart, Nazi mom. Okay.
Oh, man.
She literally wrote Nazi mom, so.
Well then.
God love her, but.
Sorry, well, didn't mean to hijack it.
That gives us a whole another hour, and we usually do 90 minutes anyways, so.
Yeah, hour and a half. Although we have six people, so it's going to take longer. Although Mike does not have an opinion on the blast that we are crimdelling until the very end, where he tells us if he wants to buy it based on our opinions of it.
Should we go into Crimdell, or should we have our best of the worst, since that's still kind of...
We will save best of the worst for the very...
I'm so excited for mine. So excited.
Oh. Okay, I'm kind of excited for mine, too. Okay, so Crimdell. You guys know what Crimdell is? It is our 10-point grading scale that we use to judge our bosses.
Fire, ergonomic modding, distance, and ease of loading.
And it is also a made-up god that is a cross between Cthulhu and Shiva the Destroyer.
Fun fact, Nam and I got really, really tired one night before a war, and we came up with a god named Stumpo. And we, like, truly believed that he existed for, like, an hour while we were laughing our asses off due to sleep deprivation. It was really fun. So, Stumpo, just fun fact.
I have similar experiences with my friend at summer camp where he's kind of addicted to caffeine. Like, he needs some caffeine in his system, and he insists that he thinks best when he doesn't have caffeine in his system, but he's also completely lucid when he's caffeine deprived. So for 3 days at summer camp, he goes without caffeine. And I literally have to be his babysitter and make sure that he doesn't fall in a lake and drown himself while muttering.
It's a drug, so it could be like some legitimate withdrawal of some sort.
It probably is, but here's the thing. He drinks a Coke and he's like, what was I talking about? You need to repeat everything to me because there's some good ideas in there. And that is how this production company that I am now working for, this podcast is part of, 3Q Studios Productions, everybody, got started because he got sleep-deprived and caffeine-deprived, and it happened. It was the strangest thing that's ever happened to me, but that is what happened. So, now that Mike is back, Grimdell. So, let's just go straight down the list. We are doing the strong arm, the elite strong arm. Mm. So, do we want to go in the same order as when we started? Bobo,
do Mike, it.
We skip because he doesn't have one. Me, Sean, Josh, BFU?
Do it.
Sounds good.
Sure.
All right, well, we're just going to go. Usually we kind of mix and match up the Krumdel, but we'll just go in usual order of the letters. So how much was the strong arm? I have no idea. 12? Was it 12?
$12.99.
It was $12.99. Cost? Okay. Cost, I'm going to give that a 7 because I remember the Maverick being about the same price when it was in its heyday, so 7 because it's the same thing, but it's better. There we go.
I will concur with a 7. Guys, by the way, let's kind of write this down somewhere so we can average it at the end. My rating for it will be a 7 as well because it's about the same as the Maverick was back in the day, but it's better than the Maverick, so.
I'm going to change mine to an 8. Screw that.
Okay. No backsies. Okay, Sean.
So I'm going to have to give this a 6, actually, in terms of cost, just because the price isn't too bad. Just from my perspective, for about $3 more, you can go get a hammer shot. And to me, all the other Krumdel stuff we'll talk about later, but the value isn't as there as much just because there's newer stuff out that's a little bit better for around the same cost.
Okay. So, Josh?
Yeah, I'm going to go with like a 6 as well. I'm kind of bordering on between a 5 and 6, but I'll give it the 6 because, you know, you get a lot for your money. And if you don't want a hammer shot, it is probably it's a good alternative for those that aren't into that.
Am I the only one who's not obsessed with the hammer shot?
No, yes. After the last war, I'm obsessed with them too. I saw some chick dual-wielding them, and it made me...
I'm alone in this podcast.
Yup.
See, until this war that I went to, I was convinced that this sport was a sausage fest, just like my school. And this one girl dispelled that myth, and I'm actually happy that
you
myth has been
HBZ.
Dispelled.
There's tons of girls who play HBZ.
You know what? I will
hot,
play HBZ.
Hot zombie
like
chicks.
Mostly...
Yes, zombie strippers.
Anyways, BFU, what is your cost score for the strong arm?
I'm going to be the black sheep of the family and give it a 4. Because, well, my licensing agreement with the hammer shot won't let me score it any higher. So, yeah, for about $4 more, I can get my favorite gun. For $8 more, I can get the girl version with a not a sweet holster, but at least a holster and some shades. So,
I hate all of you.
And I wasn't, and I honestly, I wasn't, to be fair, I wasn't around for the Maverick. I've only been playing Nerf for about a little over a year. So I don't know what the... I don't get the whole Maverick thing, so that's biased opinions.
Because kids
make it
loved it.
Yeah. It was the like, oh, I'm a Western cowboy guy, but I play with Nerf kind of thing. Yeah. Maverick it was good in its day. It had its place, but now the young buck has come and put it to shame.
I've never enjoyed the Maverick.
Rate of fire for the strong arm, I'm going to go... Ooh, that's actually really hard. I'm going to go with 8 again, because that thing can slam fire, and slam fire is awesome. Actually, no, I'm going to give it a 6. No, wait, 7. There we go.
What just happened? I don't understand what happened. It's a 60-78. I don't know if we can do that.
I'm going to give it a 7, because it has a great rate of fire, but you only have 6 darts, so what's really the point of slam fire in it? Yeah? Yep. Yep, 7.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool that it has the option, and it shoots really well, but it's kind of like, I don't really want to slam fire this. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm going to have to give it a 5, just because slam fire on that thing, it's terribly inaccurate. And
Slamfire, I mean, and everything is inaccurate.
And true nerf fact. Blasters, yep. In general, are inaccurate, so it just makes it even worse. There really is no point to Slamfire. It's like popping a 6-round mag in an Alpha Trooper or Raider and going at it.
Hold on, Slamfire with Koosh darts, it might be better.
True.
Well, I saw posts on the last HVZ game at SCAD where people had 6-round clips, and I really wanted to know why they were still in existence.
I see people like HVZ rocking Mavericks every time, and I'm like, I don't understand why you're here.
The last game we were at in the city that was half a quarter of a third of it HVZ, someone asked me what the hammer shot was. Like, where did you get that? I was like, what the fuck?
How are you alive? Have you been
back in my day, the 6-round clip was amazing, but it's like, we have 18 rounds. Why are you using that? That's like someone using the deploy. I've seen people use deploys still. Like, why are you using it?
That blaster makes
sense. Where did you find this? Why is it not burnt?
Fun fact, I actually burnt the Philmont Boy Scout reservation symbol into the side of my deploy as a test. And it has never left my closet since.
Nice.
So you branded it? That's cool.
Yes, I literally branded it.
I have to start doing that. I give my... Anyways.
That's really fun.
That's how I mark all of my blasters, with a JP for my name. I brand in all of them.
Oh, I thought you just kind of rub some of your musk on it, and that's okay. Yeah,
that too.
No, then everyone wants it.
That's how I can find them after people repaint them. I just snip them out.
Hey, I did. That shit happened one time, all right? God damn it.
Oh man.
Who was next? Was it
like listening to a married couple? This is great. Sean and then Josh and then.
No, I don't know. Anyways, go.
So Sean.
So anywho, I would give this a 5. The biggest thing it has going for it is the slam fire. Honestly, like you guys said, it's low capacity, so you can't really slam fire for that long. I'd say my biggest beef with it, honestly, is probably the way you'd have to hold it while you're slam firing it, just because I feel like your body would jerk it around, and that's what really ruins the accuracy. At least with an Alpha Trooper or a Rampage, you can get a stock on there and shoulder it to kind of keep it a little bit more steady, so that slam fire makes sense for me. On here, it's definitely a cool feature, but I wouldn't see me actually using it. I would still be using it as a one-shot blaster and trying to be more accurate with it than trying to have a high rate of fire.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to go with... I'm actually going to go high on the rate of fire, because that's the one thing I think that this blaster has going for it over other like blasters in its category or size.
Damn you.
I was going to give it a 7.
Yes!
Because I think I have seen people do duels with them, and it is really fun seeing people like just quickly bam, 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 all 6 shots at like, you know, 5 feet apart. So it's not in a war that you're worrying about slam firing accurately, but really close, it could be really cool, and it's been fun.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Pagan and Bobo. I give it a 7. I try to judge blasters against similar things, and in the secondary class, it's definitely...
What else would you compare it to? Oh, compare it to a Rapid Strike, I'd give
right.
it a 3.
Yeah, I mean, so in its class...
It's so much slower than a Mag Strike.
That's true fact.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's got rate of fire going for it, so I'm going to give it a... I'll take a 7 on that one.
Yes! Yes! We win! Anyways, what's next? Ergonomics?
Ergonomics.
I have not played with a strong arm in a while, but I remember the ergonomics were really nice. Like, Mavericks have good ergonomics, strong arms have good ergonomics. I'm going to give it an 8 for ergonomics, because it feels good. So, there we go.
All about that good feeling. So, I am actually going to give it a 9. It is really comfortable. It's not too front-heavy, which I worry about with longer pistols like that, longer sidearms. Like, the Strife, one-hand wielding that, it's a little front-heavy. Hammershot, I mean, that's shorter, so it's not as front-heavy either. The strong arm is just really, really... They perfected something with the weight distribution.
Balance,
yes. Thank you. It's 10 o'clock and I'm flustered as heck. I can't word. I'm going to invent my own version of Thunderman by the end of the night.
Wordman.
I think. Thunderman.
Thunderman. No, he's already a character.
Actually, it's going to be Ronald Bacon. there's no context for you guys for that one. I'm sorry. As far as like the shape of it is, because I am a cosmetic modder for the most part, it's kind of in the same realm as the Maverick. It doesn't have all the crazy like bumps and ridges that other blasters have, but it's still good if you're looking for a nice, sleek, steampunk kind of feel. The Maverick was the iconic steampunk blaster. If you ever looked up steampunk gun, you got about 80 Mavericks before you saw something that somebody else made, usually out of, like...
Longshot.
Longshot, or I saw a lot of recons, and oddly enough, people like turning Vulcans into flamethrowers for some reason.
I mean, they have the nice big body for it. So.
They do have the nice big body. They have the general shape of it, so I can't blame them entirely, but come on. A flamethrower in a steampunk world? Are you kidding? But that's a different podcast. So yes, I give it a 9. And Sean?
I give it an 8. I do like this blaster a lot more than I like the Maverick. I feel like I've expressed a lot of times, I'm not a big fan of the Maverick. A lot of people would go to that as their first blaster. I feel like the strong arm is a big improvement because of size, weight distribution. The priming mechanism on the back seems a lot more clean to me for some reason. I enjoy the little hook on the handle trick, actually. That really impressed me when that kind of became mainstream knowledge, that you can hook the bottom of the handle onto the top of the priming mechanism and just pull it back so you can dual wield with these without it being too awkward.
Nice.
Josh is looking at me like he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm just looking at the... I'm, like, thinking about how I'm going to rate the blaster.
Yeah, so, I mean, for that style and functionality, that is pretty cool. The rest of it, like I said, it's an improvement over the Maverick, so it's a good first blaster.
Huh. Cool. Funny. Funny that I feel very differently about this. The only thing I liked about the Maverick was it's... the way it felt in my hand, and I feel like the strong arm doesn't feel as good as a Maverick.
Because you're tiny.
I am tiny, that is true. I feel like the Maverick was iconic because everybody got rid of them so people could buy them cheap in thrift stores and make them into steampunk blasters.
that is good logic.
You know, I mean, the balance is better, but I'm going down to like a 6.
If you ever want to hear proof of that is true, talk to Nom, because that's he has a stockpile of Mavericks that he cuts the handles off for pump snaps.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He finds them at thrift stores, and he has this huge pile of them. And so, like, when we make these videos, it's like, we need a Maverick. He's like, hold on, just reaches into a box, pulls one out, and chucks it my way.
I had a Maverick box, and I donated it back because I was just like, I'm done.
Apparently the Trigger Springs make good mods for the Sledge Fire.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that.
Huh.
So, okay. I'm up next. I'm going to go with a solid 5.
Ooh, lower than me.
Which is hard because, again, you're wee. So, solid 5. So, it feels all right. I just don't like the prime on it. But, again, I didn't have a Maverick, so it's very biased opinion. I pretty much used a strong arm one time, then the Hammer Shot came out and the Sweet Revenge came out, and I don't understand.
Never look back.
Never
it's funny because I remember when the Spectre came out, you were all about it for one day.
The Spectre came out. I was all about it. Then the Hammer Shot came out, and I said, Spectre can eat a you know what. And but the Spectre with
very
the same priming neck is a lot slimmer.
Yes.
The Elite Spectre is way slimmer.
Yeah.
Lower profile.
Mm-hmm.
So, meh. I'm going to give it a solid. You know what? A 5 for me is like a. Like a 2 from anybody else, really.
I don't think that's how numbers work, but
yeah,
I don't read it right.
So we're really. Adjusting for the metric system,
apparently.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm noticing a theme here. Sounds like BFU has a boner for the Hammer Shot, is what it sounds like.
Hey, I haven't said the catchphrase yet, so we're still not there.
Okay, what's next, modding? Modding next?
Modability. Yes,
you know what? I give it like, what was it? It's like a 2.5 for me because all you can really do is put all you can do is put like a spring in it. And even then, I know, someone came out with a kit for it and it's like breaks after a while.
Strong arm, no more penny mod.
So wait, you're going to give it a half of a third of a quarter of a point?
With the springs getting smaller with the Elite series, is it like a dime mod now?
I know for I don't know, but I know with the Maverick, you could I put like 5 pennies in it once. It was awesome. I'll just say that now. But I give the Strong Armor 2.5 because, one, screw the internals. Two, screw that you can't really do anything with it. And three, just leave it stock. It's fine. You don't really need to do anything else to it. So 2.5 because screw you, Strong Armor.
Okay, nice. I'm going to give it a 3 because I can do more with it cosmetically than you can, Bobo, because you
don't know me.
I'm sure you can do it. I don't think that you want to nor like to do it. I'm willing to invest a lot of time into my paint jobs and everything, so I can make it look really, really cool. I see a lot of modability as far as cosplay paint schemes go. So I give it a 3. And like you were saying with the internals, yeah, screw those internals. You put a heftier spring in there and the slam fire will no longer work.
It just breaks itself. Everything
it
breaks.
Everything breaks.
It's not as bad as the Centurion, so we're doing a little bit better.
Ouch.
Not as bad as the Cam Blaster. Rage.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Why you gotta bring up old stuff, Bobo?
I have the agenda to at least say Camp Blaster once per podcast. So
Sean's got a similar thing, don't you, Sean?
Yes, it's right behind you, actually.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this. Can you guys turn on the camera when you bring that up? Because I want to see this thing. I need to see
what is it?
Unnamed thing that comes up.
Sean can't
episode.
Say it because we're not on the pod. No. You will not invade another podcast with your.
It's like the old James
invade
Bond.
Invade us hard.
I feel like if you bring up the video, this whole thing's gonna crash and lag out.
Yeah.
Don't bring up the video.
Okay, then just send it to me afterwards.
Vlad, just dig up worst looking blaster ever modded in the history of Nerf, and it'll come up.
Oh my gosh.
It's called poop with a priming mech.
Yes. That's what the brown is from. And the green.
Oh, man. This sounds so awesome.
Okay, so like I'm going to bring it back around. So
okay.
For the strong arm, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 3 as well. I'm going in low. Well, okay, so here's my logic behind it. I feel like any cosmetic mods you'd want to do to a strong arm, it would. This is the one instance I'll say a Maverick is going to be better than something.
That's true.
I disagree.
Because I think the little cylinder inside the Maverick looks nicer than the strong arm. The strong arm looks
true.
Like plain,
yes,
from the outside. At least, like, the cylinder and the Maverick looks, like, bigger, bulky, more defined, so you can kind of see what it is. Other than that, one thing it does have in its favor is, I'll let you guys talk about it because I know you guys are more excited, so I'm not going to bring up a good thing when I give it a low score.
No, that's okay. Hey, you can find the positive in anything. You are a silver lining kind of guy.
Yes.
It's your critique. You do it.
It's not. I'm not.
Yay, so, Cloud.
That's why we balance each other out. You're the realist and I'm the optimist.
What the hell am I?
You're the money.
You're the face.
That's scary.
He's the face.
Look, I'm Hannibal. He's Murdoch. Your face.
Yes.
I want to be BA.
You combine.
No, no, Arjong's BA.
Oh, that's true.
So one positive thing about this that actually BFU and Josh pointed out was that this works all right if you're trying to mod it onto other blasters, like an underbarrel mod. So it works as a good component in other blasters. That's kind of like a mod. But
the cylinder comes out on the wrong side.
I mean, that's why it's a low score still.
I'm being
what? There is a potential for a mod other than a penny mod, then it gets a little bit of a problem with that.
Yeah, modability. I'm also going mad low. I'm with Sean on the 3. I also agree that with the Maverick looks better. The cylinder looks better.
Yes, you're welcome.
But I like that. Stock, if you do know nothing about Nerf and you're just like, I want to cosplay, I'm gonna get a Nerf gun so that I can have my steampunk, but this actually drops out already. You don't have to actually cut it off. So it's cool because it looks more fully functional than the Maverick.
Good point.
Sort of half pops out.
But you know what we're talking about right now?
Modability. Which that's cosmetic mods.
No, you're saying in a stock form it works better for cosplay, but you're not doing it.
No, but I'm just saying to mod as a cosplayer who knows nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You can mod it, and it has that piece in it.
I thought you meant, I'm going to show up to the con, and it
exactly,
works.
That's what I thought.
I like it for moddability.
I mean, you have to take into account its stock form for moddability, or else then it's just like, but a homemade is better.
Yes, the base level is higher.
Yes.
But you know what works even better for stuff? Real guns? Well, we're playing
with it. Oh, Archons would not apply for that. Archons don't even like Nerf guns.
Yeah, they won't let you bring in Nerf guns if you have ammo on you.
Then here's Bobo walking in with a baseball bat.
Yeah, like,
hey, that's cool.
This is my favorite blaster hat.
I've seen people with airsoft guns that I actually thought were real firearms, and no one cares. Like, I could beat that guy over there with a baseball bat and say, hey, they let me bring it in. It's not my fault.
Yeah, there's no law in the South.
you'd be wrong about that, but I mean, we just got our beer on.
I remember, like, about 150 years ago, a guy tried to introduce a law, and there was kind of a uprising that happened. But besides that,
I mean, we think of it this way: we just got beer on Sunday about like 2 years ago. So I don't know what if that tells you anything, but I know for me, it made me very happy.
I feel like the law down south, and this is just my stereotype, is whatever Officer Cletus down the street says it is. But
yeah, I have the same
I have not met an Officer Cletus yet, and that makes me very sad.
Well, what about Cleotus?
Cleotus.
I think Andy don't visit you regularly? I think Atlanta's a little too civilized for that, just saying.
You gotta go down to Florida where people are erecting middle finger statues at their and spotlights on it so their ex-wife can see it.
That was wonderful.
I follow that Twitter account, and I laugh every day during homeroom, and my teacher always looks at it, and there are days where I think he's gonna, like, have an aneurysm. He's laughing so hard.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. Okay, next thing.
BFU?
Moddability, I'm going to go with a 5.
No!
Yeah, sorry. So I've seen people do the take out the cylinder, put it back in mod, so I'll give it bonus points for that. I've seen people do the under-barrel mod, I'll give it bonus points for that, although I would rather use a rough cut, but that's some people's thing. So based on those two things, I'm going to go with a 5, but, you know, you guys got me thinking. I was going to go higher, but you guys kind of Debbie Downers.
You're an awful person.
You guys were, I mean, Bobo's half a quarter of a third of an eighth of a point.
And keep in mind, a 5 from BFU is like a 2.5 from the rest.
Doesn't know how numbers work, though. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I have no idea about numbers. I just say things.
This is how you multiply fractions. You flip them, and then they work.
Now you guys feel Josh and Sean's pain.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, so the next one is distance, great. Right?
Distance, yes. I tried to cut you off there.
I'm going
to
give it a 7.5 just to even out the 2.5. 7.5 because basically when it came out, it actually got some really good ranges for what it was. And I was surprised by it. And I think it deserves a 7.5. So screw anyone who says differently.
Well, then, I guess you're going to have to screw me because I say it deserves a 6.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, my God. Okay. It gets a 6 because ranges were pretty good, just they weren't. I feel like they could have done better. For a sidearm, it's pretty good, but they could have done better. And I'm going to leave it at that since time is of the essence. So, Sean.
I would give it a
It gets a.
I've never heard of this number.
It's a magical number.
It's in between 6 and 7.
You know what? I'll go ahead and give it a 6. Because I feel like now, what I would consider the average for most people is what you'd see in most of the Elite line, which is just a little bit more performance than what you get out of this blaster. So I feel like it's adequate. It'll work for certain situations, but you're not using it as a range blaster. It's serving another purpose if you have it on your person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I you know what? I think we're on the same page. I'm going to go with the 6. I was kind of on the fence with like 5. I'm like 5 or 6. But I'll give it a solid 6-ish, I guess. I'm just trying to think of other blasters, like what I would give the Hammer Shot or maybe even the Strife, because they're all kind of pistol-y. But I'll give it a solid 6, because it does, you know, compete with blasters. It's not like it's the Maverick.
I'll give it a... It got bonus points for being pretty good on distance and then subtracting points for the slam fire's distance being absolute shit. So I'm going to go with a 7. I'll go 7. It's a generous 7, too.
So it's a 5 like a, from anybody else. Yes.
So it's like a 6.68 rounded up to a 7.
There you go.
I thought you couldn't math.
I can't math, but I can round really well.
He can't math, but he can shapes. Okay.
Yes. Geometry.
All right, what's next?
I almost had water come out my nose.
Ease of loading?
Okay. Ease of loading.
Well, if we go based off my old Crimdel systems where clips get a 10 because they're clips, and clips are king, and they're awesome, this gets a 5 because it's not clips. And, yeah. There we go.
Okay, well, you know what?
Ramrodding gets you a 0 in my book. So this is like one step above ramrodding.
Muskets.
5. I give it a 5 because it's not clips.
Okay. I give him 9.5 because at this last war, I realized that exactly how I run best when I was running medic, which I will tell that story at the end, a pistol worked the best where I was taking one or two shots and then quickly just popping darts back in. I never was in a situation where I was out of darts. It was awesome. The reason I give it a 9.5 and not a 10 is because...
It's not clips.
You can't dual wield it?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the ease of loading. It's because...
Well, actually, it would, because when you're dual loading, one blaster in each hand, which makes it harder for you to carry darts in one hand to load the other cylinder. So
yeah, I guess.
It has everything to do with...
The thing that brings it down for me is you can't just... It's not very open. You kind of have to pop out the cylinder to pop in more darts, whereas like with the hammer shot, it's all open. Just pop them back
in.
So I love my hammer shot now.
You need a contact nerf and be like, look, I have this big obsession with the hammer shot. Please...
No, Nerf doesn't want anything to do with us. The problem is I'm out of the demographic because I'm old.
I mean, I'd love to see a commercial of just BFU running around with a hammer shot. Like, hammer shot's the best! Buy it! Like, words flashing all over the screen.
It would be like the reborn version of the Micro Machines.
No, it'd be the Monster Truck commercial. Sunday.
Monster Truck.
Come down to the Nerf War and buy a hammer
box featuring Gravedigger.
Can we please make this commercial independently?
Carmichael on the subway challenge.
Pay for the whole seat, only use the edge.
I think we can actually pay somebody to get this on like WGTE or whatever the little local station is.
Oh man.
Oh wow, you are a generous soul. 9.5, huh?
Yeah.
I love it. Wait, if it's a 9.5, is the hammer shot like a 15?
The hammer shot.
Can you go over 10?
No, you cannot.
Oh man.
Because half a point seems like a small difference.
Look, because it's just that close to being perfect. Okay. If the mighty god Crimdel says it can go over 10, then it can go over 10. But so far, the mighty god Crimdel.
Good thing we're not reviewing the hammer shot.
Yep.
BFU would give it 30s for everything. Which is equivalent to about 200, according to
the hammer shot has detractors.
That is true. It does.
Not everybody owns one. That's a detractor.
It does have a tendency to poop out darts sometimes.
It does poop darts. You're up for.
I give this a 4. Like,
what?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Every time someone says like this is easier, like no, here, I'm gonna show this to the people in the room right now. Watch this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's way too much.
I feel
work.
Like you did that the most awkward way you possibly could.
It was like infomercial with Sean. Tired of loading your strong arm? Buy a hammer shot. Never have to load like this again.
Please, this is the commercial right
like,
here.
With darts falling out of their hands and the
So there's got to be a better way.
It's like he intentionally did that, like, oh, I'm gonna fumble this blaster. Booyah!
But so my point still stands. Well, these are individual reviews for me. This does not seem like an easy blast. Like it's not hard. anyone can do it. It's just when I'm in the middle of a fight, you know what I'd rather do? Swap in a mag or just front load it like I do with the hammer shot. Having to press a button to get the cylinder out, mm-hmm. facing towards me, load it in, and then load it back in, that's a lot of – that's when you're in the middle of a fight, that's a lot of time.
And pressure makes you causes you to do things more poorly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
If you have extra steps, it's going to make it harder for you.
Yes.
And BF user says, like, you can load it through the front barrel. I'm like, dude, that's like ramrodding it.
Yes.
That is what
Bobo
says the zero is.
That man, that's old early 2000s NIC is ramrodding. We never, ever go back to that. That's like saying, oh, man, I have this computer, the Commodore 64. It's so good.
Really neato.
It's got a 64 megabyte hard drive.
Oh,
are you
going
to give Josh a quarter of a point?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a blaster that is worse to load than this blaster.
The
like,
Eagle Eye.
Ease of loading on everything else is better. I'm like literally trying to think of something else. I'm looking at your wall.
I'm going to think with you on this one.
Yeah, this Spectre might be one of the other. The Spectre is pretty much the same
thing. Rapid Fire 20 takes forever.
Yeah, Vulcan. I mean, we're going to have to start looking at, like, not current Vulcan. Blasters. Like the Mag Strike is a bitch to load, but, you know, it fires
the
nice.
Vulcan? The Vulcan, you have a chain.
Yeah, see, like, those are horrible. Those would be, like, ones. So I will give this a 3.
It's just
because,
better than a Vulcan.
You know, you can pop out, but it's just so horrible. And what if you're left-handed, right, and you have to reach over the thing to pop it out?
Well,
and
that's your fault.
Like, we've established that Nerf hates lefties.
I mean, that's
from their mats.
But you know what you can load with a left hand? A hammer shot.
Hates lefties.
And you know what? If I need to reload a hammer shot, you know what I do? I put it back in his holster and grab my other hammer shot.
Or your sweet revenge.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, I mean, it's just open in the front. I can just throw darts in. This is like,
yeah, because you're having to spend time opening it up, you feel like you have to load them all before
right.
you can close it. At least with the hammer shot, you're like, oh, just load up the next chamber so I can fire at least one shot off.
Right, and I mean, I understand that they're trying to emulate an actual revolver.
Yeah, but I also
but
understand that cowboys
revolver,
can't fight in wars anymore.
Well, no, I mean, I was going to say, no, as a revolver, right, you can put the cylinder down and you can load from the back. Right, and you can just have like a quick load. You can't do that. There's no. This thing is horrible. I hate loading these.
When Nerf makes something that can load from like the rear, like a revolver that loads from the rear,
you can do that with modding.
Well.
Oh wow. That,
yeah.
You do with mine. Well, that took take the steam out of my sails.
Yeah, but I will buy like 5 of them, and I will love them forever. And
just
I will adjust
clips.
The crim dial to allow me to give them.
You know what's better than that? Using clips. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each to his own, each to his own.
Mine's better.
I'll give it damn, I feel bad. I'll give it a 5.
Don't you give pity points.
No, I was going to give it a better score, but shit. You guys talked out of it.
I felt our rage.
To be fair, I've only used this POS a couple times. And the extra ones I had, I sold it at one of our last wars, so.
Yeah. I stand as a pillar to my love for the.
No, so here's the thing. I agree with you in the front loading aspect. So clips are great if you've done the work to preload them. Reloading a clip is a pain in the balls.
No, that's why you carry a bunch of them.
Yes. I know. I carry like.
Everybody runs a heavy.
So you know what? As someone who has run wars with people who have never done Nerf before, people have never had a problem loading the hammer shots. I have seen people screw the hell out of living strong arms.
My employees that you didn't
nope,
stand for don't
nope,
count.
Nope, they're I'm not dumb. Just talking about them.
This
I've done
other
events. Yep.
Because Josh and I usually get called first when something goes wrong. It's like, my blaster's not working. Like, okay, let's go over to the benches and figure it out.
Yep.
Did you prime it?
Yeah.
Usually that's the problem. They primed it like 5 times before firing it.
Yeah, people are like, how do I put darts in? Don't understand.
I slammed it on the ground. Why didn't the slam fire work?
I'm going to get a 5. It could be worse. It could be better.
Wait, Sean, what did you give it?
4?
Okay, I thought you were 3.
All right, well, average out your scores.
Yes,
mine comes to a 6.333 repeating, which seems about right.
Mine comes to a 6.5833 repeating, so we seem to be close to the same page. That 3 did not help, just going to say it.
My 2.5 didn't help.
But your score in general didn't help.
I'm looking at like a 5.4.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought we were averaging all of them together.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We could, if you guys want to give us...
No, too much math. Too much.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't have paper.
4.9 out of 10.
Huh.
I'm just throwing numbers out there for what I feel like it is.
I mean, I don't
even remember what I gave it.
That's cool.
That's why I told you guys to write it down.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Give them slack.
I thought you were writing it down. Yeah,
I thought you said someone write it down. I was like, oh, sounds like someone...
Has to work.
No.
Anyway. Well, that was the crumble of the strong arm. Are we on to best of the worst now?
Well, no, Mike. No. Mike, will you buy it?
Yes, Mike.
Oh, yeah, Mike. I forgot he was there. Hello. Sorry, Mike.
All right. Mike might have forgotten you. All right, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Now, will you buy it?
I would only buy it if I promised my kids that I would get them something and it was on clearance for under $10.
Sounds about right.
Wait, Mike, spend the extra $5 and buy them another set.
No, I got a bunch of those at home. I don't need any more.
No, that's – whoa, wait a second, Mike. Mike, I don't know you, but I like your haircut.
According to PFU, there are no excuses not to buy a hammer shot. I don't have money. Steal it.
Find a child with one and punch him in
the head. No, hold on. You can buy a Sweet Revenge as a great substitute.
Yes, get your daughter a Sweet Revenge.
Seriously,
I like my stuff. I'm planning on buying one.
A strong arm? No.
No, the Sweet Revenge.
Oh yes.
Yes.
I want to buy all of those pretty ones for my daughter.
But you did. You missed the big sale.
Oh, I did. Of course. No, yeah. Never mind it.
Yeah, I cursed my lack of money for that. But
all right, guys.
No toys for Christmas this year.
All right, guys. Yeah. I actually just got into New Jersey, and I'll be making a whole bunch of turns soon, so I'll let you guys go. All right.
Nice yes. You drive safe and don't eat the yellow snow.
Yeah.
Is that what they say? Okay.
Have fun in the dirty jurors.
Yes, the dirty jurors.
You take care.
Is it time for best of the worst now? Because I'm really excited about this one.
Five. Yes. It's a 5.1 ish. If I remember all my stuff correctly, you can go back and listen to this.
Happy someone remembers stuff.
Okay. Bobo, can you hold off so we can do quick story time? We can limit it to two stories if we want.
I have no story, so that's...
That's good, because I don't have a best of the worst, so we're going to even out.
Okay, that evens out.
I guess make the stories really quick, because we have like 28 minutes left. Okay. So.
I will make my story just my favorite kill that I've had. We were playing Defend the Core in this church, and this is at the last war that I went to. I was medic. I was running with the hammer shot, which is why I now have a new love affair with the hammer shot.
And as you should.
As I should. And we were on linoleum floors in this, it was like a cafeteria sort of thing. Or like, they had a stage and stuff. It was really weird. Anyways, there's all these tables set up. And there's this chick kneeling down in between a couple of tables, taking pot shots at the core. So I sprint at her. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Resident Evil trailers where the chick in spandex slides under the door and just starts blasting everything. Yeah, I did one of those. I was so proud of myself.
Oh, yeah, that's so fun.
That's my favorite kill. And, of course, you know, I'm wearing skinny jeans and a tight V-neck, so I was the closest thing to that chick from, from Resident Evil as I can get while still being socially acceptable.
I feel like Bobo's story is not going to involve skinny jeans and a V-neck.
I don't have a story. Exactly.
Bobo doesn't have a story.
So you are correct. It does not, because it does not involve a story.
It does not exist.
And honestly, me, Bobo, and Sean are just jealous because we're too big to slide.
Oh, no, dude, sliding is so fun.
No.
I got momentum. I'll slide.
That is not true. I did a slide into one of the barriers that we have at a war, and I...
That's a fall.
No. I slid into it, and I barrel-tapped a guy on the other side of it. All in one super sexy motion. I have fallen, though, and I got a lot of crap for that at the beginning of my NSC career because I kept face-planting every war, and then it just stopped. So
We don't have a lot of sliding at our wars because we play on concrete, so it gets rough.
People use knee pads for that.
Yeah, I used to rock knee pads at when I used to do airsoft, and I used to slide all over the place with that, but...
I'm old. My bones can't
take that. People turning into skid marks on concrete. That's what you have.
Yeah, it's rough on the concrete.
Every time someone eats it at one of our wars, it's funny but sad at the same time.
Yeah, there's blood. There's a lot of blood.
We don't have a lot of accidents at our wars, actually.
No, but when we do,
people walk into that one pole a lot.
Yeah. You walk into that pole a lot.
Set up a camera and just record every...
Oh, we have some recordings. Yeah. When people are like, please, you hear it like...
Please post it.
I'm pretty sure it's on. I'll see if I can find it.
It's
yes!
not being one of our videos.
Chris James put it up. I remember he put it up on his YouTube account somewhere.
Okay.
I'll find it. It's just
link on Facebook.
We need to not use his full name when addressing him, by the way.
I always like think that it's his first and middle name. Like, yeah. It's one of those names that's like...
Like, Steve
like he's a man with two first names.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Booby.
That sort of thing.
All right.
Is anyone else jumping on story time?
Yeah, I got story.
Oh.
Yeah, so last Nerf game I played in was up in San Francisco for Tac Ops. It was one of the Foam Action Network games. And we had bought, when I say we, I mean one of our friends, Kimball, had bought like 1,000 of the cheap darts on eBay that are the crappy ones that are a little too short to work in flywheel blasters. However, they actually worked all right in the Alpha Trooper, the Hammer Shot, anything that was air-powered. You guys are giving me looks like no.
No. I mean, if you mean work right by I shot at someone and it took a right turn at a 45-degree angle and hit the guy next to
him. No, I think he just means it would come out of the barrel.
Oh, yeah,
it
came out of the barrel.
Flywheels.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Functionally, it is doing something.
Yeah, I had one tumble end over end. That was weird.
So we had this kind of interesting experience where we load up with like 1,000 darts, not caring if we get them back or not, fire them at the enemy, and like, oh, they got all these darts now. Oh, I'm going to pick them up alone to my, like, Illuminous Strife and my Rapid Strike. And like,
yeah, that happened.
It happened a lot.
They don't like us anymore.
We're so mad.
The bullets were coded to us, and at the end of the night, they're like, "Here, are these blue ones yours? The light blue ones? Yeah, take them all." I have about like 200 just sitting in my room right now that I'm gonna bring to the next HVZ I go to.
Yes.
those are my baby Alpha Trooper darts, because you don't have to be that far away to hit a zombie. But a zombie's never going to hit you back.
Yeah.
Okay, so that does it for story time. Do-do-do. Okay, now for best of the worst of the internet.
Yes!
Bobo, you're excited for this.
Yes, I got this comment today. It was on my HBZ Arsenal or HBZ Loadout 2.0, which is more of a, I'm going to show you what blasters I'm bringing. So, people in the video, I go over like a 45-gallon container worth of stuff that I brought to the last HBZ I went to. And I get a comment from someone named Mary B. I'm not going to say the last part because it could actually be someone. But I'm assuming this is some, like, mother's account that her son has gone on to. You know how parents will have a Gmail set up and then they'll make an account for their kid? You know? I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Mary B. says, this has some explicit language in it, so if you're offended by that, I don't know why you would be. But says, ooh, a fat fuck with no life. I play Nerf. I'm not obsessed. I have a life. That is reading it like it's spelled.
Yes.
What?
Obsessed is what got me. O-B-S-E-E-S-D. Obsessed.
I love being obsessed.
Oh, I love when 6-year-olds get a hold of the interwebs.
I'm terrified of it.
So that's my best of the worst for this week, at least.
Obsessed is when you die of like cardiac arrest due to weight issues. Is that how that goes, right?
I don't know. But
that's what you read.
Yes.
And this is all one sentence, if you didn't get that. It's one entire sentence, no capitalization except for the word I, and I had a field day replying to that, so... If you're going to insult me and spell things correctly, that's like my one rule, is just spell things correctly if you're going to insult me.
That's why when I approached you about doing this podcast, I was like, I need to proofread this 5 times. I scoured that thing. I came damn close to having my English teacher.
Like, if you have a few
English teachers and old spelling bat, mistakes, she doesn't know crap.
If you have a few spelling mistakes, that's fine, but please spell the word you out in its entirety. It's 3 letters. Come on. There's no need to.
What letter's better? Anyway. Okay. I will do my best of the worst of the internet. This was on a forum, a Facebook page.
Is this who I think it is?
It might be, and if it isn't, I also have that one saved that I think you're thinking about, and I will
read
some of that too. So, this was posted by a moderator discussing how he had banned a guy because he was being a nuisance and an asshat. He'd been given several warnings.
Was that me?
And, well,
ask that.
After some people were congratulating him, this is the response from the mod. Yes, stroke my ego. Bobo likes that. Edit. That sounds way creepier than I intended it to. That's my response. Asshat. And then Nam goes, I disagree. It sounds exactly as creepy as you meant. That's leaning more towards the best of the internet.
I got like 50-something likes for that post.
I don't know if it's I don't know if it's bad enough to make the list, but maybe you guys, you know what, you guys Vlad, I don't know how long you've been nerfing, but I know Bobo is deep as a famous man in the community. Can you guys explain to me? Can you guys explain to me why the hell the freaking Clip versus Mags debate comes up like every 3 fucking months?
Because
I didn't mean to swear. Sorry.
This is the reason is like because in the gun world, mags are the correct term, right?
Yes.
Like
right.
It makes sense. They're called magazines. Nerf calls them clips, which like when it comes to the gun community, it's kind of like if you call it a clip, it makes you sound like a noob. Like it makes you sound like a really, really big noob. It's like, hey, I spray painted my blaster all black. Isn't it cool? I would say that's kind of on the same level. So when you say like, oh yeah, this clip, you know, from a Nerf gun, they say it's a magazine, but we're saying clip because that's what Nerf actually calls it.
Correct. Right. So
like, I know the difference. I interchange them however I want, except in real firearms where I would call it a clip or a magazine.
Yeah. So this is what I don't understand though. Why does everyone get so bent out of shape? Was it Torque and Wintermall? Went at it like...
Yeah.
Like,
oh, they did. The only times I've ever seen it is on YouTube when people were like, oh, it's called a clip. It's like, yeah, I know that.
No, Reddit, I think Torque and Wintermall had like fought like two peasants fighting over a blood sausage. It was crazy.
I know Taruk says magazine a lot, but it's really... I haven't seen it yet, but...
I would agree
it could just be kind of it's the proper term overall. Why does it matter?
That's my freaking really point. Right.
I'm on your side. Why the hell does it matter?
Look, I'm like, guys, seriously, there's like tons of other shit to argue about.
I would agree.
Just that is weird. I don't know why.
Wintermall actually brought up a good point and said like maybe. I think that Nerf, I'm not saying I think this necessarily, but he was like, I think maybe Nerf did this on purpose to differentiate itself from actual firearms. Like,
that could be it.
We call them blasters, probably. And we use the term clips because kids growing up are like, clip, clip.
I got a question, though. Isn't, like, the curved clip for AK-47, is that called a banana clip, or is it called a banana mag?
So people will call it a banana clip, but it is technically a magazine.
Yeah. But, I mean, before like, clips existed for Nerf, didn't they call people, nickname it a banana clip?
People have been calling magazine clips for a very long time, yeah, and they've been incorrect about
like,
it. It's like a cool thing, right? Like,
well, I don't want to make this like into anything, but I think it's also due to gangs who call them clips.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Nerf should have called them dart storage devices.
The
DS.
A dart storage sandwich.
The DSL?
Yeah, the DSDs, the dart storage devices. Boom, yes. Done. Thank you, Nerf. I'm out.
But seriously, if you're going to call, like, just Clipper Magazine's fine. If you're going to real firearms, just watch yourself. Here, it's kind of, you know, I toss the term gun around, but I say Nerf gun, not gun. Or
right.
Bullets. Bullets is the worst. I hate it when people call them bullets. It
when people call bullets, so it's just like, you're 12, aren't you?
Maybe less.
Look like a bullet. What are you smoking?
I called the silver knockoff ones werewolf bullets.
No, you were calling them your werewolf darts.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. Okay.
They have the knockoffs from overseas. They got some silver ones. I'm calling them a werewolf darts.
Oh yeah, I remember you mentioned those in a podcast.
Oh my god, they're so horrible. You don't even. I really literally tagged a guy out at almost a 45 degree turn, like curved to the right, and I'm like, but I didn't curve the bullet, or I didn't curve the dart. Sorry, whatever. You know
what? Shoot the wings off the fly, Wesley.
I'm like, I don't understand.
If you could make a video, just make it of you looking at a camera firing it, and just wait for a dart to curve and then slow it down to show how bad it is.
The look on the dude's face though was like. Seriously? You're going to play with these darts? They're going to jam up my shit, and then you're going to tag me out with them?
Does anyone else have a... Actually, I do have a slight story, but this is... you know how some people... I'm not going to name names, but you know how some people say, like, oh, my fire strike gets 130 feet?
Yes.
Go ahead, name names.
So I got a Venom Firestrike kit, right? He was selling those a little bit ago, and I was like, I'm going to try shooting an Elite Dart out of this. So I fired it. 10 feet from the Firestrike, it did a 90-degree turn straight up into my ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. And we've also had someone down here shoot a streamline from a pistol splat that went up, caught wind, and went 300 feet flat.
Oh, yeah. That's something that we've talked about in our games when we're like, when we have stock darts only at our games, we don't have to worry about the FPS going too insane because darts just are so unreliable at that point.
Exactly.
I've seen them go 5 feet and just, like, almost come back to hit me.
Oh, God. The seizures.
It's weird because it's like, oh, it gets 130 feet. It's like, yeah, I see why.
Right.
It's all the way up there.
Straight up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Does anyone else have a best of the worst?
I have, I think, the one that you were hinting at. This came from today. Guy posted on the same page an unavailable attachment. That's his dry brush gun, guys.
Steampunkin'.
Yeah, steampunkin'. And so there's a big discussion about, no, we don't call them guns because we don't... for HVZ.
Yeah, I said because it's HVZ, and if you're going to talk to someone about it, you call them blasters because it doesn't sound like, I'm going to bring a gun to school, whatever.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm going to read this verbatim. After you explain to them why...
Don't name names. Say
I'm
no
not
going
to name names.
Okay, good.
After... Say your name. After you told him, you know, headmasters don't like hearing gun on campus, he goes, got ya. Gun on its own. Well, feel free to like my Nerf blaster, Bobo, Billy, and Jim.
Sounds Josh, like, I don't hope they learn our real names.
We could be.
Because it's fairly cool, and I use the word blaster.
Yeah, he basically
I can't
said,
see.
So stupid.
Like it because he used the word. He goes, I can't see due to attachment unavailable. Take my word for it. You don't know what you're missing. And I pipe in. Just the way this conversation has been going, it vaguely reminds me of when those pushy chatbots try to get you to go to their cam sites. And
like,
he responds...
I can't see the blaster. I'm not going to like it, you idiot.
I'm going to start trolling all of the Nerf Facebooks with just no attachment and be like, this is awesome. You should like it. You don't know how awesome it is. Emperor's new clothes.
I can't believe how good this blaster is.
If you like it, you'll be able to see it.
If you like it, you will get to know.
It's the best as ever's.
Top 3 blasters you didn't expect to come out this month that no press like reported on.
Yes. He responds to me, have no idea what, W-O-T, a chatbot is, Vladmio mate, so I will have to take your word for that. And then somebody else goes, wait, what? Did you just get internet in your village? And...
what?
He responded with a big thing about how he just made my point right there, and
yeah, that's kind
I meant no offense in it, and that was the end of that. I have no longer...
Then
no
he went on and raged at another guy and then said that the group we're in is full of shite, I think was the word he said. And he was like, all her stuff is bad compared to mine. Like, I hope you know, like, the most well-respected and popular modders are in this group.
Yeah,
it was awful.
So how soon until he gets banned, do you think?
I think he left already.
Oh, he left? Ooh,
yeah,
good.
He was like, I'm leaving, so whatever.
He'll be back. If I know the community, he'll be back in like 2
yeah.
weeks under a different pseudonym or something.
That I like this best of the worst thing. I am totally down
great, for isn't it.
I love making fun of people who can spell and say things. It's great.
I love making fun of idiots.
Pro tip, if there's a red line under the word, you're probably spelling it wrong. Just...
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
So I think that concludes this podcast.
Yes. Well, not quite.
Not quite.
We do have Where Do You Find Us? So,
yeah.
Bay Area Nerf guys, you want to start us off with that?
Yeah, you can just whore out your links and stuff right now. This is your time to shine.
Yeah, this is your time secret...
if you go to myfreenerfcams.com and...
You need to register with a credit card. Don't worry, we won't charge you.
Ladies get in free? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you know. But yeah, BayAreaNerf.com. Really, that's the only link we have to pimp out.
I mean, your YouTube channel, your...
I disagree, Josh. You're already doing this wrong.
Everything's
Sean,
there.
Sean does his thing.
Yes. We're going to be saying Bay Area Nerf a lot because it's like YouTube/BayAreaNerf, Facebook/BayAreaNerf. Everything is slash... If you just go to BayAreaNerf.com, it's all there.
Yeah, so let me explain what all is.
Yes.
Because I think that's the part that's going to... I know. I'm just saying you're bad at what you do.
I know.
I'm joking. You know I love you, buddy.
Now you see what I got to deal with.
So BayAreaNerf.com, Josh is right. That is the hub of all the stuff we do. It is a blog where you can read news, mods. We post like articles that we like. Our friends do science stuff sometimes, so we post stuff on there. You will also see in that top bar there's going to be a section for BURN, which is Bay Area Urban Recreational Nerf. We also have a Facebook page for that too. That's where we actually host all of our Nerf games that Josh and I run in the Bay Area. So if you're in the Bay Area and you want to play, you can go to BayAreaNerf.com. What's that?
I've heard great things.
Thank you.
If Bobo endorses it, it must be good.
There we go.
Yes.
Bobo needs a flag.
Bobo endorses it. And Grindel endorses it.
I mean, I've been wanting to fly over there, but it's kind of hectic to get it all scheduled. So hopefully one. Besides, BFU's coming to Atlanta. I don't need you guys anymore.
Hey, that's a percentage chance.
Yes.
And he doesn't understand numbers, so...
Yeah,
that's true.
Could be a very high percentage or a very low percentage.
If my wife listens to this podcast and finds out I talked about it, she will punch me in the face.
Uh-oh.
I hope that never happens. And then, obviously, we also have Nerfcast. That is a bi-weekly podcast that goes up on the Bay Area Nerf YouTube channel. Other than that, we have a calendar on there, so anyone trying to look for... what?
Oh. Or you, if you want to message me directly because you got some... photos of your cams. BFUNerf@gmail.com is a thing.
Oh yeah, you did. You do have that account.
Yeah. So if you want,
not that anyone gives a crap, but
just want to talk to BFU, which in real life is usually what happens.
No, that's actually not true. First of all, every time someone has talked to me, Josh has been with me.
Yes, but they've always recognized you.
That's because apparently I have a weird voice. Whatever.
No,
it's
not weird.
Distinct. Yes. That doesn't make it weird.
Yes.
But yeah. Go to Bay Area Nerf, that's where everything is.
Yeah, it's got links to our sites, our games, other people's sites, other people's games. Mm-hmm.
We have a calendar for games just going on in the Bay Area, so there's a lot of different groups. That way you can kind of track what's going on. If you're a group in the Bay Area and somehow we don't know about you yet, just let us know. We'll add you to the calendar as well. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for us.
John does that really well.
Yep.
I practice.
Rate, comment, subscribe.
Rate, comment, subscribe.
There we go.
Like, comment, subscribe. You messed me up, Josh.
I know.
Rating hasn't been a thing for a long time.
I'm old.
I knew that, and I don't hate, I hate
this post, Josh.
Pick it up on 8-track tomorrow.
You know.
That old?
No, okay.
You say that, but you know what? Tonight I'm going to go home and add a MySpace link to our page just for that.
Oh, did you know MySpace signed rules now?
Yes.
Is that not insane? It's the dumbest web page decision ever is. We're not going to have it go up and down. It's going to go left to right. What's a mouse wheel? Who uses that anyways?
For the tablet users.
God, screw the tablet users. That's like Windows 80ing it up.
Bubble, just where can I find you?
Rage of
the anyways, where can you find me, the great omnipotent, I don't even know. Anyways, the great and wonderful Bubble.
The great and powerful Bubble.
The ego stroking Bubalolo. YouTube.com/IamBubalolo. Facebook.com/IamBubalolo. My email is designatedheavy, one word, no dot spaces or anything like that, @gmail.com.
Awesome. Wait, you said designated heavy?
Designated heavy, because I am
you
a designated.
You play Team Fortress 2?
No.
Oh.
Because during HBD, I am the designated heavy. Yeah, okay.
Big guy thing.
And his YouTube channel is I Am Bubalolo, because
I said all
Bubalolo,
that already.
I am Bubalolo. I'm just saying that joke that you made. Anyways.
He is Bobo Lolo.
It's funny. You're Bobo Lolo. I am Bobo Lolo.
Okay. Well, you can find me, the small, petite, K-pop singer lookalike over at... actually, we now have a Facebook. It's facebook.com/NerfHerdersPodcast. You can find my YouTube channel, youtube.com/VladTheNerfNico. You can find our podcast over on iTunes, obviously, unless you're listening to it via the blog, which is nerfherderpodcast.blogspot.com. I think that about does it. What do you guys say?
I think we're good. Yeah. It was good having you guys.
It was good being on. Yeah, thanks for having us.
The favor competing podcast, going at it together as one. It's kind of crazy.
Way less pressure when I'm screwing up somebody else's stuff.
Yep. See, no, I figured we love
each other. Like, we're the new guy on the block. We got to throw a little block party, you know, have some steak and make sure we get to know everybody.
I
think
I didn't pay for this, so.
Yes.
I'm hungry.
I was good. Promised hookers.
Well, I'm sorry, I cannot. Look, I'm only 17.
MyFreeNerfCams.com.
Bubba, you better have
Nerf me, Bubba, Lord.
I expect a lineup ready for when I get arrival to Georgia. Don't play with me.
I'll try and get something done. If anything, depending on when you come, you could probably be here for Nomni, which is like the biggest Nerf war in the Southeast.
That wasn't what I was talking about, but yeah, that too.
Oh. Yes.
21 Stefan salute.
We're gonna meet at what we like to call an establishment.
I actually live. I'm not gonna say that on the podcast.
You wanna just cut the end off, lad? That's cool. Well, my bad.
All right, well, Thank you guys for coming. And we hope to have you again sometime.
Definitely. We hope to have you on ours sometime.
In 2 days.
Yay, that makes me happy. So everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Internet.